Flowing with Time. Emmett Fox said, "The art of life is to live in the present moment and to make that moment as perfect as we can by the realization that we are the instruments and expression of God Himself." While living in a monastic-style ashram for 10 years, my experience of time went through some interesting fluctuations. At times, I even felt as though I was transcending time by surrendering to time. Some days felt like years, and some years felt like days. Clock time became secondary to all the underlying flows and patterns rippling over the lake of universal time. Sometimes, for example, I would feel as though all the winters were enfolded into the archetype of winter itself, connected more by the qualities of winter than they were divided by the different year numbers or changing seasons of linear time. You can practice present moment awareness anytime by keeping your attention focused on whatever you're doing. As you walk, be aware of your feet stepping and how it feels as they touch the ground. Pay attention to the movement of your breath, to the thoughts floating through your mind, and to the life force energy moving through your body. Whatever you're doing, do it fully. Breathe fully. Create fully. Be in the moment fully. Don't forget, as you begin to flow with time by staying centered in each present moment, the natural flow of the universe begins to move more smoothly and profoundly through and around you. Looking beyond time. What exists outside of time? What exists before time? Jesus Christ prayed, "Let me have the glory with thee that I had with thee even before the beginning." This before doesn't necessarily mean before in terms of a temporal place and a timeline. Rather, this before is coexisting and simultaneous to all creation and all times. It is eternally before everything and everyone, always and forever. And it also remains eternally after everything fades away. This eternal presence doesn't die, cannot die, for it is the essence of life itself.